Blackout, written by Lisa Unger and read by Elizabeth Kay. Today something interesting happened. I died. How awful, they'll say. How tragic. And she was so young with everything ahead of her. There will be an article in the paper about how I burned too bright and died too young. My funeral will be small, a few weeping friends, some sniffling neighbors and acquaintances. How they'll clamor to comfort my poor husband, Gray. They'll promise to be there for our daughter as she grows up without me. So sad, they'll say to each other. What was she thinking? But after a time, the sadness will fade. Their lives will resume a normal rhythm, and I'll become a memory. A memory that makes them just a little sad, that reminds them how quickly it can all come to an end, but one at which they can also smile. Because there were good times. So many good times where we drank too much, where we shared belly laughs and big steaks off the grill. I'll miss them too, and remember them well. But not the same way. Because my life with them was a smokescreen, a carefully constructed lie. And although I got to know some of them and to love them, not one of them ever knew me, not really. They knew only the parts of myself I chose to share. And even some of those things were invention. I'll remember them as one remembers a favorite film. Beautiful moments and phrases will come back to me, move me again. But ultimately, I'll know that my time with them was fiction, as fragile and insubstantial as pages in a book. Now I'm standing at the bow of a cargo ship. It cuts through the night with surprising speed for its size, throwing up great whispering plumes of foam as it eats the high waves. The water around me is black. My face is wet with sea spray and so windburned it's starting to go numb. A week ago, I was so terrified of the water that I wouldn't have dreamed of sitting close enough to feel it on my skin. Because there is such a myriad of things to fear now, I have been forced to conquer this one.